WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. I've got 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's College Station City Council agenda includes consideration of final action on banning the use of cell phones and other wireless devices while driving or bicycling.
There is no change in the proposed ordinance from the council's workshop discussion on July 15th. Enforcement will be similar to seatbelt laws where the officer has to witness the illegal behavior. During the workshop, four council members wanted both hands on the steering wheel while the vehicle is in motion. Two members want to be able to talk without looking at the phone. In other business, the council has been asked to award a $3.4 million construction contract for the expansion of Lincoln Recreation Center. That was approved by voters 8 years ago. That leaves about $600,000 for other expenses. The College Station Council also received next year's proposed budget and is being asked to set the public hearing for September 8th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The next Bryan City Council meeting will include a request to look into annexing land around Texas A&M's Rellis Center, formerly the Riverside Campus.
We have a couple of council members that are wanting to potentially annex the west side of Bryan's and a lot of undeveloped land around those 2,000 acres on Highway 47 and Leonard Road and Villa Maria. And we've got some new subdivisions popping up out there that are doing very well. And the Health Science Center and the Bio Corridor is booming on a day-by-day basis, so you'll see a lot of growth on that west side, and a lot of that is not in the city limits.
Mayor Jason Bielski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs favors voluntary annexation that is requested by property owners wanting city services. Councilman Mike Sutherland and Al Sines want to direct city staff to establish an action plan with cost estimates in the area to annex around Rellis. Next year's proposed Brazos County budget calls for the same property tax rate. County Judge Dwayne Peters says $25 million in capital projects includes more than $6 million for the final phase of the courthouse renovation, which will not include finishing out space for a future 4th District Court.
Courtrooms are real expensive. They're in the $300 to $325 a square foot neighborhood, and so we didn't want to spend the money for something that wasn't needed right now.
Next year also includes a new home for the JP and Constable Precinct 1 office on county land in the Welburn area. Almost $1 million will be spent converting the former tax office into the elections office, and there is $4 million for new roads. The public hearing on next year's Brazos County budget and the first of two hearings on the tax rate is August 23rd. Bryan police are investigating another convenience store armed robbery. The report was made Tuesday of a holdup that took place Monday night after 11 at the DK Food Mart on Villa Maria next to Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Two men with a gun left with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured and there have been no arrests. College Station police has arrested a Bryan teenager for his part in an early Tuesday morning armed robbery at Subway on University in Northgate. That's after Bryan police arrested 17-year-old Christopher Salazar for participating in an armed robbery at the Stripe store at Boonville and Copperfield, which took place about 1 hour after what happened at Subway. Salazar is being held on bonds totaling $61,000. CSBD reports no additional charges are pending against a juvenile, but it has not been disclosed if it's the 16-year-old who was arrested with Salazar in the Stripes robbery. And if you are in any of the six counties bordering Brazos County and you can't call 911 on your cell phone, now you can text 911.
In the event someone is unable to speak or hear, or when speaking out loud would put them in danger, text to 911 is now available.
Anita Pitts with the Brazos Valley Council of Governments says it's the first text to 911 service in the nation. Text to 911 is available on the four largest wireless carriers in Burleson, Grimes, Washington, Madison, Robertson, and Leon counties. Pitts says Brazos County, which has a different operating structure, will have the service later this year. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after six. It's 80 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Werneman Flooring, Subway, and Team Ford.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you are. Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder, a Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Hot and humid weather for today. The high temperature 97 to 102 with a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, basically fair weather, some scattered clouds, warm, upper 70s to near 80 by early Friday morning. Little change in the forecast on Friday, near 100, with a mix of clouds and sun continuing. 76 to 80 at night, clouds and sun Saturday, but there may be some scattered showers and thunderstorms, not quite as hot, 95. I'm meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, former Texas A&M head football coach and Texas Tech All-Southwest quarterback Tom Wilson has passed away from cancer at the age of 72. We'll talk about that as well as, of course, Olympics. The gold continues to flow for Team USA, especially in the pool. Katie Ledecky, as well as the women's swimming team, and the men's swimming team both picked up gold yesterday. And Prince Fielder has officially called it quits. The slugger for the Texas Rangers had a press conference yesterday, but his team was able to win one for the Prince. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, so what do you got there for temp? What?
80. 8-0.
Okay.
By 6.
So I'm thinking, well, let's go in and see where else. Now, granted, it's an hour later, and the sun's probably been up. But it's 80 in Washington, D.C. right
Ooh,
now.
Really?
It is 80 in Philadelphia right now.
Wow.
It is 81 in St. Louis right now. It's 81 in Nashville. It's 81 in New Orleans. 81 in New Orleans has got to be pretty awful.
Nollins.
Yeah.
Well, even Washington, D.C., is it not pretty muggy there?
Exactly.
Very humid,
so
yeah.
So that's what we got as far as temps are concerned. Then if you want to put the old heat index in there, let me see. Right now the heat index in Washington, D.C. is 83. Philadelphia is 87. New York is 88.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those people don't understand how to handle this kind
of
heat.
Well, and that's what happens is then they get violent and angry.
They get cranky and they start shooting people.
That's it. Las Vegas, 92 right now.
But it's a dry heat,
it
Scott.
It is, yeah.
It's a dry heat.
Heat there anyway. Forces people to, like, give away all their earnings.
Well, yeah, they do that. They're almost, they'll do that under air conditioning.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, so again, and you could feel it this morning. Open the back door and just,
come on.
Mm-hmm. It's 4:30 in the morning. Why is it like this?
And a lot of those places that you're talking about, I mean, once you get to the Northeast, some of those folks don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, they don't live in that world.
Yeah, or at least not central. You know, they may have a window unit or a little fan.
But... as long as it's working.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, there you are. And I was global warming, I guess.
Yeah,
sure.
That's probably.
Okay. A photographer from India enjoying a fantastic Italian honeymoon.
By himself.
Yes, without his wife. That's because just 2 days before Fizan Patel and his wife Sana were supposed to, her name's Sana, all right, were supposed to leave for their 2-week trip, she realized she'd lost her passport. And so he went on the trip anyway and kept his wife with him, kind of. On Monday, he tweeted out a photo of himself traveling with a picture of her in an empty seat. The tweet was seen by India's Minister of External Affairs. She tweeted back to him to have his wife contact her. A little bit later, they issued a duplicate passport. Just boom! There you are.
Make it happen.
Yep.
Diplomacy working for the man.
I guess so. Anyway, his wife says she still might be able to make the Italy trip. But, you know, what is the airline going to do? You know how that is.
Yeah.
Have to make those last-minute changes.
Oh,
they're
going to
stick them for about $150 for that.
Probably flying Delta.
Yeah, and then, well, you got to get off the ground first.
It's going to be a good day.
I don't know if Delta flies to India, but
that'd
be a whole nother story. Yeah.
Information.
And we hope you have, in addition to information, air conditioning today, because, you know...
I just, I, I don't think I'd be very happy if I was his wife.
No, that's true. I mean, how does he say to her after they get married, okay, well, you know, I'm go and, you know, and see.
It's all paid for.
Yeah, that's the reason. Okay, that works. Sure.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutri Bowl Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Aguilan Carpet One is your one store for your perfect floor. This is what our customers are saying.
I'm Barbara Holly. Aguilan Carpet One offers the most beautiful tile available. I was able to choose an Italian tile that is very exclusive. It looks like tumbled marble, but it doesn't have the maintenance issue. So I love my tile. It's so fabulous.
Come see us today at Aguilan Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. There you go. Good morning. It's 6:15. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is Thursday. It is the 8th of August. That makes it a day about 224, meaning we got 142 of them to go in case you care.
Hey, it's the 11th of August.
I was about to say something, but I knew Chelsea was going to chime right in.
That's the 11th of August.
It is the 8th month.
It is.
Understandable mistake.
It's confusing.
It's Raspberry Tart Day.
Ooh.
I don't know if I've had one, but it sounds pretty good.
I like raspberry.
Yeah, raspberry is an okay thing. It is Presidential Joke Day.
You mean our entire election.
Yeah, that's also true. It's Play in the Sand Day.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe under air conditioning. And Son and Daughter Day. All right. Birthdays, too.
Birthdays today. Chris Hemsworth's turning 33. He's
Hottie.
Thor. Yeah, he's right.
And everything else, right? I mean, he's one of the new...
Yeah, he does a lot.
New hunk guys,
new
right?
New things. Mm-hmm. Well, and his younger brother Liam's in a lot of stuff,
oh,
too.
Yeah,
yep.
Will Friedle is turning 40. It was Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
He was also Ron Stoppable on Kim Possible. I did not know that.
Oh, I don't think I knew
that
either.
Wait, his name was Ron Stoppable?
Ron Stoppable.
It was a cartoon.
Kim Possible.
That's
pretty cool. All right.
Stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
Anna Gunn is 48 today. She played Skyler on Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Which, by the way, it's weird. If you go back, apparently everybody who was on that show at one point or another was on Seinfeld.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, if you're fans of both shows, which I am, so it's cool. Joe Rogan is 49.
They're not alike.
No.
In no way are they similar, but anyway. Yeah.
No, they're not. Joe Rogan's turning 49. UFC fans, of course, also Fear Factor back in the day.
Sure.
Viola Davis is turning 51. Now, she plays, I just went and saw Suicide Squad last week.
Did you?
And she's in that. She's very good in that. She's also How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah. She's really good in that.
Yeah, she is. Hulk Hogan is turning 63 today.
He's richer than he was a month ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So happy birthday to the Hulkster. Eric Carmen is turning 67 all by myself.
Yeah.
Hungry Eyes. Country singer John Conley.
Hey.
Turning 70 today.
Rose-colored glasses.
Yep. Lady Laid Down. Backside of 30.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, Scott. Ian McDiarmid.
I don't know him.
He is turning 72. He played the Emperor Darth Sidious, Supreme Chancellor Palpatine in the Star Wars movies.
Of course he did. I'll take your word for that. That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I've got.
How about Pablo Sandoval? That was a major league career that didn't.
Well, you know, he's hurt this year, Scott.
Yeah,
he still has a chance.
All right. He's 30. We'll see. The Steve Wozniak, he's the other guy who made a lot of money off of Apple. He's 66 today. And, clipping coupons and just kind of sitting back and watching. He was actually the real outlaw because these people used to get together in garages and just kind of have this little black network where they would put together these little computer programs. And that's kind of what Woz did. And it was Steve Jobs who was the marketing guy. He'd dress up in a coat and tie and walk out front and sell the product, but it was the Woz who was the brains behind that Apple thing. All right, 6:18.
Oh.
You're drunk. You've only been here for 2 hours. How many have you had?
About 5 drinks. What's the big deal?
Binge drinking. Having more than 5 drinks in 2 hours is binge drinking.
Reality check.
Frequent binge drinking can lead to adverse effects on the body and dramatically raises the chances for alcoholism. If you have 5 drinks within a 2-hour time period, you are binge drinking. For more information, call 1-866-448-1699.
Your morning cup of Sean.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. So on Tuesday, very disturbing news broke that the Taliban-supporting anti-gay father of the Orlando terrorists endorsed Hillary and attended her rally in Kissimmee, Florida. ABC, CBS, NBC, they just wanted to cover Donald Trump and his comments about the Supreme Court picks and the NRA and the Second Amendment. Now, Trump was trying to explain how NRA members can unite against Clinton to stop her from appointing the next Supreme Court justice. Instead, the media liberals, they twist the words to imply, well, Trump is suggesting somebody maybe wants to assassinate Clinton. Now, shamefully, the Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning NBC, CBS, and ABC news shows, well, they spent over 25 minutes covering Trump's comments, but only 4 minutes and 51 seconds on Mateen's support for Hillary. How much lower can the mainstream media go?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I can't believe the summer is flying by. It really is August, and if you're like me, you're trying to have as much fun with your family as possible before the summer's over. Well, some of the things that bring my family together and get them off their smartphones, iPhones, iPads, and all their gadgets, a game. It's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, it's fast-paced, it's fun, it's hilarious, and it's a game the entire family will love. You start playing, everyone's going to put down their gadgets and gather around the table, and you'll create memories together. Everybody will be laughing. It's a miracle. The next thing you know, the room is filled with cheers and laughter. No other game will bring the family together like Wits and Wagers Party Game. And the best part is anybody, any age can win. So get the game that we love to play at the Hannity household. It's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. Right now it's on sale at Target, $5 off. It's a huge hit. Wits and Wagers Party Game. It's the best game you've ever played. On sale now. $5 off at Target. Remember the name, Wits and Wagers, Wits and Wagers.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Drivers have a big responsibility when they're on the road, and so do pedestrians. Nearly 500 pedestrians die on Texas roads each year, and we all share a responsibility to bring that number to zero. If you're driving, always watch for pedestrians. If you're walking or jogging, always use a crosswalk and look out for oncoming vehicles. And everyone should put their phones away and pay attention. On foot or behind the wheel, always follow traffic laws. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Samsung Electronics has acquired U.S. luxury appliance maker Decor as part of its push toward a full production line of high-end internet-connected homeware. California-based Decor makes stovetops, ovens, ranges, and refrigerators. No word on the value of the deal. Varsity-inspired cardigans, preppy layers, satin bomber jackets. There are plenty of fashion trends that experts say should help spur shoppers' interest for the back-to-school season. That could provide a sales bounce for retailers after last year's dearth of mainstream looks hurt business. In the second most important season for retailers behind the winter holidays, families with children from kindergarten to 12th grade plan to spend an average of $673 on clothing, accessories, electronic shoes, and school supplies. That's up nearly 7% from last year, according to the National Retail Federation. The founder of Google's venture capital arm, Bill Maris, is leaving the company, the latest in a series of high-level departures from parent Alphabet. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Good morning, it's 624, the Infomaniacs News Talk 1620. WTAW, hey, in case you missed it, it's 80 out there already. Yeah, maybe even, I guess, before 6 o'clock we officially got to that. So just remember, it's good to not have to be outside if you can keep from it. Today actually is, you know, the end result is not going to be any different than what we had yesterday. It's just that we're kind of getting an early start, and I guess because it was so hot for so long yesterday, the earth didn't get a chance to cool down. That's your science lesson for today. In the meantime, a Florida man named Randy Riddle charged because he called too many pizza restaurants. Police in Sebastian, Florida, began in June investigating phone calls that he made to several pizza delivery places. In a three-week period, police say that Randy made orders and refused to pay for them, directed delivery people to fake addresses or vacant houses, and made calls to the businesses just to tell them that their pizza was gross.
Pizza wow. Prankster.
Wow. Yes, indeed. He used 5 different phone numbers for the calls. Obviously really thought this out ahead of time. How do you get 5 different phone numbers?
Randy sounds like a real McJerk face is what Randy
sounds like.
Yeah,
jerky McJerk face. He sometimes used a false name.
Probably bought those burner phones.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good
like
way
a drug
to
use. Dealer.
Order. He really yeah. has a lot of time on his hands.
Way to use your money
yeah.
and time. So anyhow, sometimes used a fake name, other times refused to leave a name. Well, why would they... I don't know. Can you call a pizza place and not give them your name?
I wonder if, like, Randy was spurned to be a pizza delivery boy. Like, they wouldn't hire
right.
him. And so he's got a vendetta out against pizza places.
Exactly.
This is the get even, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
The judge has banned him from calling any pizza establishment.
How do you like to be a judge thinking, this is my job for the day?
Yeah.
I'm having to worry about this moron calling pizza places.
We thought that maybe there was real justice that needed to be served, but
right.
instead, we're going to do that. All right, there you are. It's 627. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with 2A radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications. 775-2929. Basically, you know the story. It's just the same old things we've been having. They've got forecasts of 100 degrees all the way through Saturday. Now, pretty good news. Fingers crossed it can happen. Saturday, got a 30% chance of rain. It's up to 40% on Saturday night. Sunday, a high of only 94 and a 50-50 chance of showers during the day on Sunday and during the day on Monday. So maybe things are getting disturbed a little bit, and we can break this high up. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5, 94% relative humidity. We do have cloudy skies, and it is 80.
How long does it take to get the benefits of exercise? Well, actually, it starts to happen in just a few minutes. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
In 1941, Reinhard Heydrich was one of Hitler's highest-ranking commanders and the architect of the final solution. The daring secret mission to take him out was codenamed Anthropoid. Based on the untold true story, critics are calling Anthropoid action-packed. It earns its place in the pantheon of World War II movies.
If we fail, freedom will be wiped from the map.
Anthropoid. Resistance has a code name. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent. Starts tomorrow.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help.
For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. To get the benefits of exercise requires some, but not a lot of effort.
In fact, the best science shows that you get the most benefits in about the first 20 minutes of moving. You will have less risk of heart disease, less risk of diabetes, your brain will be healthier, you will live longer.
Gretchen Reynolds, fitness columnist for the New York Times and author of the book, The First 20 Minutes.
Any movement is better than no movement. So if you can get up and walk around the block and that's all you can do, then do that. If you can do 30 minutes a day of moderate exercise, that appears to be a real sweet spot.
People often begin exercising with the expectation of losing weight. However,
exercise will increase the number of calories that you burn. It will not increase them a huge amount unless you're running marathons.
So don't expect to lose a lot of weight unless you reduce the number of calories you eat. And exercise will not necessarily give you a beautifully sculpted body either.
Particularly if you didn't choose the right parents, because a lot of anyone's response to exercise, as well as to diet, is genetic. And so people have to know going in that their response to an exercise program is going to be completely unique.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
MSC Opus presents An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Saturday, August 27th, Rudder Auditorium. She's no lady. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett. In a night guaranteed to make a memory. Tickets on sale now at MSC Box Office and MSCOpus.org. Don't miss An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank.
Hot and humid weather for today. The high temperature 97 to 102 with a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight basically fair weather, some scattered clouds, warm. Upper 70s to near 80 by early Friday morning. Little change in the forecast on Friday, near 100, with a mix of clouds and sun continuing. 76 to 80 at night, clouds and sun Saturday, but there may be some scattered showers and thunderstorms, not quite as hot, 95. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, I just pushed the wrong button. I didn't want to interrupt Gary, make him feel badly about himself. However, you know what I forgot to mention when I did the forecast, I was talking about New Orleans heat index being 87. Ours is 86.
Yeah. We're up there, too.
It's 6 o'clock. Just stay inside this morning if you can, okay?
WTAW News Time is 6:32. 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast, maybe, coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two members of the Bryan City Council want to look into annexing land around what used to be Texas A&M's Riverside campus, which is being converted to the Rellis Center. Mayor Jason Byinski told us about the annexation idea on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
I haven't looked at the specific map of what they're proposing, but I think everything between the city limits and the Rellis campus. Typically, what we do in a situation like that, if we've got new development in an area that's in our ETJ, they'll want infrastructure, water, sewer, electrical, and stuff there to service, then we'll ask for a voluntary annexation.
Byinski says city officials met yesterday with Texas A&M about BTU providing more power to Rellis.
There's a reimbursement for that from the cost of the services there. So our BTU director says everything's in good shape there and we can service that campus without any additional increase to our taxpayers. So that's actually a positive for the ratepayers, another large customer and user to the city of Bryan.
Byinski says there has not been a movement in Bryan to consider charging developers impact fees for new city infrastructure, something that is taking place in College Station. And back to the annexation proposal from Councilman Mike Sutherland and Al Sines, they want city staff to develop an action plan with cost estimates in the area to be annexed around Rellis. Brazos County commissioners have unveiled their proposed 2017 budget. The tax rate will remain the same, but general fund spending will increase almost $10 million. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the budget adds 26 employees. Seven more juvenile detention officers will meet new federal guidelines to have one officer for every eight offenders.
It's not mandated that we have to do it, but what it does is gives us some protection if a sexual occurrence happened out there and you have the correct number of staff, you're not as liable as if you don't. While it's a lot of money for new personnel, a lawsuit can cost you a lot more money.
The sheriff's office would gain 3 full-time and 4 part-time positions. Road and Bridge would gain 5 positions, 4 of them flaggers.
Flaggers are necessary because of safety. What would happen is that if there were no flaggers, then what they'd have to do is pull an operator off of a machine and use them as a flagger, which, you know, is paying a higher paid person to do what someone at a lower paid position could be doing.
Brazos County elected officials and department heads would receive a 3% pay raise. Remaining employees would get a 3% cost of living raise and be eligible for a 1% merit increase. The public hearing on the budget and the first of 2 hearings on the tax rate is August 23rd. Tonight's College Station City Council agenda includes 2 street projects.
One is an attempt to reduce congestion on Harvey Mitchell Parkway between George Bush and Welborn Road. Council's being asked to approve a $571,000 consultant's contract to gather traffic data for TxDOT. City expects the state to pay for future improvements. No timeline was in the city paperwork as to when any construction would take place. The same consultants also recommended to receive a $650,000 contract to design an expanded Rock Prairie Road West. No date's been set for building what will initially be a 3-lane concrete street between Welborn and Holloman. Again, no construction timeline was in the city paperwork. The College Station Council also received next year's proposed budget and is being asked to set the public hearing for September 8th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At least one of 2 teenagers accused of an armed robbery at a Bryan convenience store early Tuesday morning has also been arrested for holding up a Northgate fast food restaurant. College Station police confirmed 17-year-old Christopher Salazar of Bryan was arrested yesterday for the robbery at Subway, which took place about 1 hour before the robbery at Stripes at Boonville and Copperfield. Salazar remains in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $61,000. CSPD confirms additional charges are pending against a juvenile. It has not been disclosed whether it was the 16-year-old who was arrested with Salazar by Bryan police at the Stripes at Briarcrest and the Freeway. And before both of those robberies, Bryan police received word Tuesday of a Monday night holdup at the DK Food Mart on Villa Maria next to Harvey Mitchell Parkway. There have been no arrests after 2 men with a gun left with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. The Brazos Valley is the first in the nation where cell phone users can send a text to reach 911.
Please know your exact location and the nature of your emergency when texting or calling 911. Is it medical? Is it fire? You know, is it police? So that information coming out across immediately saves the questioning that we have to ask.
Anita Pitts with the Brazos Valley Council of Governments says texts can be sent from the 4 major wireless carriers in Leon, Robertson, Madison, Grimes, Burleson, and Washington counties. The service will be available in Brazos County later this year.
Brazos County is a 911 district, and they're under different legislation, and so their 911 deploys service at a different rate than what we do here for the regional program. But they are actively pursuing the text to 911. I've met with them several times.
Pitt says text to 911 will benefit those who aren't able to speak, including those who have to remain quiet for their safety. WTAW news time is 6:38. It's 80 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrible Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Werneman Flooring, Subway, and Team Ford.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
There goes 640. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Hot and humid weather for today. The high temperature 97 to 102 with a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, basically fair weather, some scattered clouds, warm, upper 70s to near 80 by early Friday morning. Little change in the forecast on Friday, near 100 with a mix of clouds and sun continuing. 76 to 80 at night, clouds and sun Saturday, but there may be some scattered showers and thunderstorms, not quite as hot, 95. I'm meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. I'm not a meteorologist, but I can tell you it's hot outside. Coming up in sports, though, going to be listening a little bit from Clarence McKinney, running backs coach for Texas A&M football. It was day three of Aggie football camp. Sad news out of Corsicana, Texas yesterday, though. Former Texas A&M head football coach and Texas Tech All-Southwest quarterback Tom Wilson passed away from cancer at the age of 72. As well as talking some Olympics, Team USA continues to pick up golds. They now lead everyone in the world in gold medals, as well as overall medals. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Back in the day when you could be a friend and actually have a social relationship with a coach, I was able to do that with Tom Wilson. He was just a genuinely great guy. Really, really liked him. And then, then they had that Jackie Sherrill guy come in. And things were a little different. But,
yeah.
But he really was. He would stand around and actually talk to you. He'd talk to you about what's going on in your life. I mean, he was a guy who I got to know fairly well. He was
very cool.
Well, and John Saunders died yesterday,
John
too.
John Saunders died 61 years old.
61. And they haven't released the cause of death yet, but that seemed kind of sudden.
Apparently on the sports reporters, he said he wasn't feeling well last Sunday.
Goodness.
But, yeah, we're going to mention that in sports as well.
One last thing on Wilson, the thing that just show you how times were different, we'd lean up against the wall and he'd be smoking a cigarette during practice.
During practice,
things were different back then. That's for sure. No. One of the things I forgot to mention, today being the 11th, today is Cheech and Chong Day.
Cheech and Chong Day?
Yes. In San Antonio.
Oh.
In one city alone.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it happened back in 1972. The mayor of San Antonio declared it Cheech and Chong Day. Mm. And since then, they've kind of put together a charity event and a comedy show. And I don't have I have the one from last year. I don't know. Maybe they're doing one this year, but it turned into an event. I'm not exactly sure.
I was wondering if maybe they were from the area, but neither one. I think both of them are from California.
Yeah, I don't. I just, hey, if you got a wild and crazy mayor, you never know what they may decide to come up with. So maybe this mayor did that. Did you have? Look, I won't talk politics. God.
Oh, don't do it.
No, I was did the Feast of Caring yesterday for the food bank, and I'm standing next to a guy in the serving line, and he says to me, "Can you imagine that these are the two presidential candidates we have?" and
do you listen to our show, sir?
Yeah. And the thing, he and I don't agree politically at all, but and that's fine, and we get along fine. But but just to have somebody say that, points up exactly what the Texas Tribune, three months ahead of the presidential election, obviously Hillary and Donald both busy courting support, but basically in a story from the Texas Tribune. Both candidates have been campaigning for more than a year and a half. They differ on a wide range of issues, yet the number of undecided voters is incredibly large in Texas. And they're going, well, why? And the problem is that people are just ambivalent, because how could we have two people who are so unpopular be the choices that we would have for a major party?
Well, and, you know, when you're talking about Texas, at least in the Republican primaries, obviously Texas is a Republican-led state.
Sure.
But, you know, Cruz won by a landslide, and that never necessarily come as a huge surprise. But there are a lot of people who, you know, were backing Ted Cruz to be the Republican candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever you have Donald Trump, who, you know, there was so much mudslinging going on in that primary, that turned a lot of people off who might have been Cruz supporters that would have become Trump supporters, but they saw what was going on between their pick at the time, Cruz, and Trump, and so that turned a lot of folks off.
They
think
just can't get from here to there.
Yeah.
It's just,
mm-hmm,
it's too,
and that's
too
why,
wide of a
and
gap.
That's really why Gary Johnson is getting such a big following.
Listen to him. He's pumping him again today,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, no. Hey, but look, I've listened to him a little bit. His views do not necessarily rank up with mine, but that being said, it is like your friend, you know, the person you were talking to yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of undecided folks, and say, can this really be it? Are these the two best candidates?
Is this all there is?
Seriously, well, is this out of a country as big and as great as America is?
No, they're not, but they're the ones we have to choose from.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not saying it works better over in Europe where they have multiple parties, and the problem is, be they Republican or Democrat, the good old boys and girls in D.C. want to keep it the way that it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't want to have some outliers coming in and coming up with their ideas. We don't need none of your stinking ideas.
But we
got our own.
I think that's part of the problem, too, in that America as a whole has been, I wouldn't say brainwashed, but we've become so used to having just the two parties.
How about complacent?
Yeah, complacent would be a good word. You know, I'm not
lazy.
Necessarily a wordsmith.
Imagine that, lazy in America in the same sentence.
But that's the, people do not realize that they have another option out there.
We get the government we deserve. We get the government.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's the good thing about libertarians now, is they're actually bringing people out who look rational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the beginning,
there
were really some nut jobs out there. And so now they are. There's some people who understand that, and, you know, said the other day, that's what Bortz is and was for years. And so as a result, he would pretty much testify to that. And that was kind of a touchstone for people. But anyhow, a federal judge yesterday approved a plan that says it won't be necessary for mandatory for Texans to present an ID in order to vote in the election coming up in November. Lots of changes okayed by Judge Ramos come a month after the federal appeals court found the voters' ID law for voters was passed by the legislature back in 2011 and went into effect 2013, basically to be racially discriminatory. So he says the plan that they've got in place right now will work so people can vote in the November election.
And I don't want to get off on a real tangent on this, but how is that racially discriminatory?
Well, you see, it's not. But I mean, but I'm not a judge, and you're right.
By making the assumption that a certain race doesn't have an identification, is that in itself not racist?
Well, it is. It's profiling, and Ron White tells us profiling's wrong.
But, it is. Mm-hmm.
But when you consider all the things that you must show ID for instance, getting into government buildings, and writing a check and all sorts of things, why shouldn't you have to do that?
I literally had somebody, there was someone on social media who made the argument, well, college kids sometimes can't afford to get driver's license.
What?
And they take, and you're sitting there thinking, well, if you're in college, you get an ID card.
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
I think people think it's driver's license and it stops at that.
Yeah, no.
You don't have to have a driver's license to have a form of identification.
No, your concealed carry permit works just fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Most of us don't have 40 hours a week to spend in our landscapes. It's not that it wouldn't be a nice option. We just can't make our livings out there. As a result, we need to plan things so we'll spend most of our outdoor time doing things that reward us best. Gardening is, after all, the best hobby in the world. Don't mess it up correcting mistakes you've made at the outset. Gardening should be less work, more fun. I'll be back with details after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published, and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. You want to start every gardening activity with a very good plan. Think things through, whether you're building a deck or merely planting a tree. Consider the long-term implications of your addition and make sure it's compatible with your overall plans. Know each plant's mature size and growth form and be certain you've allowed adequate space. Good landscapes start with good soil preparation. Whether you're dealing with a heavy clay or a sandy soil, organic matter will be the best amendment. If you're preparing soil for small shrubs, ground covers, or annual and perennial flowers, rototill several inches of a blend of compost, pine bark mulch, Canadian sphagnum peat moss, and rotted manure into the soil. Trees and large shrubs will have to cope with your native soils eventually, so do no heroic soil preparation for them. Choose plant species that typically don't have problems. Ask your nurseryman as you're shopping to steer you away from plants that are prone to problems. There are hundreds of great options out there that don't involve all those threats. Concentrate on them. Larger plants will have a better chance of surviving in their new home, so you want to go with those. Shrubs planted from 5-gallon containers, for example, will have deeper root systems, so they'll be less likely to suffer from summertime drought than 2-gallon counterparts. As for trees, large 20 and 50 to 200-gallon container-grown trees are ideal. You get all of their roots so they suffer no transplant shock. They'll be less likely to die when summer's heat rolls back into town next year. Sometimes, however, you need the size that a bald and burlap tree brings, and sometimes the type you want simply isn't available in large containers. Again, know your nurseryman, deal with a local pro. Avoid formal pruning. That's the big tip of the day. We make so much extra work when we start clipping plants into unnatural shapes. Choose plants whose mature sizes and growth forms fit particular spaces, and then let them grow on their own. Sure, you'll need to do minor pruning and shaping, but always do it with an eye toward a natural look. Plan your color carefully. You can do it very effectively in small beds and in containers in strategic spots. You don't have to have large beds. Focus your color near entryways and around patios. You can get a lot of bang for your buck. I'm Neil Sperry, Garden Seating in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. The ground game was the focus of day three of Aggie football fall camp. Running backs coach Clarence McKinney has a lot to work with six players vying for touches.
Wow. I've never had that many guys, and it's been really good competition.
You know, all those guys are working hard and pushing each other. It makes my job a lot easier.
Now, the running back group is made up a lot of young guys, but there's still some veterans in there, too, like sophomore Kwame Etwee, who says the offense is adjusting nicely under new OC Noel Mazzoni.
I feel like our new offense is very, very up-tempo, and us being, we have a lot of speed, a lot of power, and there's so much of us that no matter the situation, we'll get a back in there that needs, that can satisfy whatever we need to do, and it helps us condition and get prepared for the upcoming game or upcoming week because how fast the offense is, and it's just, it's a nice feeling, and it was easy to adapt to and get accustomed to in this new offense.
Now, the Aggies are set to host their first local media day today at Kyle Field, followed by a closed practice this afternoon. Former Texas A&M head football coach and Texas Tech All-Southwest quarterback Tom Wilson has passed away from cancer at the age of 72. Wilson came to Aggieland in 1975 as the offensive coordinator for Emory Ballard's staff. He became the head coach in the middle of the 1978 season and led the Aggies to a 21-19 overall record and two bowl wins in three-plus years at the helm. Team USA picked up some more hardware last night in the pool. Katie Ledecky led the United States to a gold medal in the women's 4x200-meter freestyle relay, picking up her third gold of the Rio Games. On the men's side, the Americans grabbed the win in the 4x100 freestyle relay, making it a Games-leading 11 golds for Team USA and 32 medals overall. Also in action yesterday was former Texas A&M swimming standout and American Camille Adams, who placed fourth in the women's 200-meter butterfly. Well, it's official. Texas Rangers first baseman Prince Fielder is retiring from the game of baseball.
I just want to thank my team, my teammates, all the coaching staff. I'm really miss being around those guys because, a lot of fun and I just been in a big league clubhouse since I was, their age. So it's, to not be able to play is going to be tough.
It was tough to watch. The 32-year-old slugger was told by doctors he can no longer play after undergoing a cervical fusion on July 29th to repair a herniation between two discs in his neck. Fielder underwent a similar procedure in May of 2014. The six-time All-Star finishes his 12-year career with 319 home runs and a .283 batting average. Well, his teammates still had to play last night as they hosted the Colorado Rockies in Arlington.
And here's the pitch. Beltre swings and smashes one to the left of the shortstop. It's a base hit. One run is home. Here's the throw to the plate. Safe is two when the Rangers lead by a run at 5-4.
And Texas was able to rally past Colorado for the third straight game, scoring two runs in the bottom of the eighth to win it 5-4. Adrian Beltre, who provided the heroics with a double in the eighth, said the win was for his teammate, Prince Fielder.
Well, today was a sad day for everybody in here. We all love Prince, and we know that it's not easy to go away the way he's going to go away. You want to hang it out the way you want it, not to be told that you can't play anymore. It was a sad day. We're going to miss P around here. But, he told us today, actually, that keep it going and win, that he's going to be around here. So that was for him.
Now, the win was also the fifth straight for Texas, which holds the best record in the American League at 68-47. They'll wrap up their series with Colorado this afternoon. First pitch is at 1:05 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The Houston Astros had to deal with some inclement weather last night up in Minnesota. Houston was trailing the Twins 5-0 in the bottom of the third before the skies opened and forced the game to be postponed. Now, the good news is that wipes the slate clean, and the two teams will start from scratch today at 12:10 in the first leg of a doubleheader. Game 2 is set for 6:10. And longtime ESPN sportscaster John Saunders has passed away at the age of 61. No cause of death has been announced by the media outlet. Saunders joined ESPN in 1986 and was a founding member of the board of directors for the V Foundation for Cancer Research. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Drivers have a big responsibility when they're on the road, and so do pedestrians. Nearly 500 pedestrians die on Texas roads each year, and we all share a responsibility to bring that number to zero. If you're driving, always watch for pedestrians. If you're walking or jogging, always use a crosswalk and look out for oncoming vehicles. And everyone should put their phones away and pay attention. On foot or behind the wheel, always follow traffic laws. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
The Veterans Administration offers an aid and assistance pension as part of their benefit program for veterans and their surviving spouses who served during wartime. If the veteran or spouse require regular assistance with daily functions, then they might qualify for this benefit. This veteran benefit is often overlooked by many families of veterans who need monies to pay for home health. This benefit is not dependent upon service-related injuries for compensation or the number of years a veteran served. A veteran who qualifies with a spouse may be eligible to receive up to $2,120 a month tax-free. The aid and assistance benefit is only one aspect of the VA's improved pension benefit program. You wore the uniform, you're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living.